project this week a little bit what you expect. Do you expect to vote tonight? And is it possible that you might just vote on the infrastructure bill, considering everybody seems to be bought in and saying it's ready for a vote?
No.
Okay, so let's move on. Do you anticipate a vote on Build Back Better today? And what are the big hurdles you have to overcome?
I'll let you know as soon as I wish to. But we're okay, you're just worried about your own schedule. I know that. But the fact is that our members are engaged in very thoughtful deliberation with each other. As I said to you before, 90% of this bill has been agreed to House, Senate, White House, and written. We made some changes since last week. People need to familiarize themselves with it. That was the purpose of our meeting this morning. As I said, it made me very proud and was inspired by just once again hearing the depth of knowledge and breadth of vision of our colleagues. And we'll let you know. But I think many of you know I was really very unhappy about not passing the BIF last week. I really was very unhappy because we had an October 31st deadline, and I thought that that was eloquent, but not enough, I guess. So now we're going to pass both bills, but in order to do so, we have to have votes for both bills, and that's where we are.